There are now over 3,000 people, mostly men, who have come to Ireland looking for asylum but haven't been offered anywhere to stay. Any applicants who were offered temporary accommodation in City West in recent days have to leave by 10 a.m. this morning because the recent cold weather has passed. The Department of Integration said it's making every effort to help those that have not been provided with accommodation with drop-in day services. The state is appealing a High Court decision that the state's failure to provide for the basic needs of homeless asylum seekers is a breach of their fundamental rights. Nick Henderson is with us again. He's CEO of the Irish Refugee Council. Nick Henderson, good morning. Thanks for taking our call again today. What's happening at City West?
Yeah, so 2 weeks ago, people who were sleeping rough or people who were newly arrived in Ireland and had sought accommodation because they had no way to support themselves, they were temporarily accommodated due to a cold weather initiative. And yesterday, people in that situation received an email stating that that initiative would end today at 10 a.m. and people will be required to leave where they are staying, principally City West, we understand, and then go back out onto the streets. And they would then be required to sleep rough to prove and demonstrate their need for accommodation. And then we hope that they would then be given accommodation once that's done. But we're extremely concerned both that people are going back out onto the streets, that they're required to demonstrate their need, putting themselves in a really vulnerable position. And then I suppose also just that the 3,000 figure has passed and it's 1 year since the no accommodation policy began.
They were offered accommodation in City West because the weather had got very cold. Why can't they stay there?
We understand from government that they state that, and this is government stating this, that they need to keep what's called surge capacity. And also we've said, it's been said to us several times that they would need to keep capacity for women and children. And if they accommodate these men, then they may not be able to accommodate women and children. Being frank, we don't accept that. People are in accommodation right now that we don't think will be used later. We understand there is some capacity at City West and also elsewhere in the bed capacity that IPASS have. So that's the statement and that's the explanation that's been given to us. And also adding that it's due to be very cold, I think, over the weekend. Met Aaron forecast that and quite stormy, wet and windy on Friday as well.
So if it gets very cold, would they be sent back to City West?
We don't know that. We've asked IPASS if they have a cold weather initiative and for a copy of what that policy is. We don't have that. But we presume if the temperature did get back down to what it was 2 weeks ago, then they would be accommodated. But, you know, this is putting a sticking plaster on a system and an issue that is really, really chronic. We're reaching rule of law territory in that the government have ultimately ignored three High Court judgments that very clearly state what are the obligations on the government to accommodate people.
Yes, and they're appealing that judgment. The policy, as you said, of not offering accommodation to all asylum seekers, which is a year in operation now, has it made any difference to the number of people coming here?
Well, what's the word? Phrase correlation doesn't mean necessarily causation. There has been a dip in the number of applications since the summer, but that may be due to other things. But the policy also, let's remember, began in January 2023.
Yes.
And then ended in June, and then it restarted a year ago. So this has been going on for some time, and we don't necessarily think that there's a direct link, but there's no doubt that people are in pretty desperate circumstances, sleeping rough, being targeted by the far right and passers-by, and that people are in a very vulnerable situation when they come here and they're not offered accommodation.
Nick Henderson, thank you for speaking to us. Nick Henderson is CEO of the Irish Refugee Council.